T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
UTIC. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's our good friend, brought to you by Asset Strategies, assetstrats.com, Jill Schlesinger, the host of Jill on Money, which you hear Saturdays from 4 to 6. Hi, Jill.
Good morning.
All right, I want to ask you this one quick, because this is pretty good. Friday was a little rough on the markets. It just is. I don't know if it's uncertainty, worries about the world economy, whatever, because we're all intertwined now. What about bonds? Because you have a piece at JillOnMoney.com that talks about bonds. And, you know, they used to be called the bond bores and all that stuff, because it's not that exciting. But a lot of money is invested in bonds, Jill.
Yeah, way more money in the bond market than the stock market, by the way. Another side note, that one time I mentioned bonds on network TV and a producer said to me, please never talk about bonds ever again.
Why?
Because everyone's eyes glaze over. So let's remind you why you care about bonds.
We don't want your ears to glaze over. Okay,
exactly.
Here we go.
Here's why you care, because it impacts you actually a lot more than the stock market, because it impacts the cost of borrowing and lending, right? And so a lot of people are really interested in what's happening with the bond market, because the interest on bonds, whether they're short term, they can impact your credit card or your auto loans, even private student loans. And then the longer, intermediate to longer term, can impact the mortgage market. And since we have just started spring real estate season, what you need to know is, guess what? Mortgage rates have now dropped to about 14-month lows, which is fantastic, because a lot of people felt like they got squeezed out of the market in the beginning of the year because the price of bonds went down and the interest went up. So today, I'm happy to say, not so bad. And we're back in around that 4.25%. I know you're not going to get 3 anymore. Relax. Mm-hmm. But you are seeing some really good mortgage rates out there. And I think if you're looking for a home, this is an incredibly important development.
Can I ask you something? Because you traded on the street for quite a while, and now you're into this and all that, and you know, you got your own newsletter. By the way, you have a newsletter that people can get. She'll send it to you, JillOnMoney.com. What's an inverse yield curve? No, are we going to glaze eyes over again?
Yeah, now you're killing me right now. This segment was more fun because remember I was doing the sexy housing market, and now you're going deep into the bond market.
Well, no, I'm just
so
wondering.
Here's why you're asking about that. Everyone, this is why Ray's doing this, because on Friday, what usually happens in the bond market is if you borrow for a longer period of time, the interest rate you pay is higher.
Okay.
Makes sense, right?
Okay.
Now, what happened on Friday is the short end of the curve, the interest rate was higher than the longer.
And
so,
bad.
Well, this, if it persists, this has been known to sort of be one of those weird recessionary signals.
Right.
Which just is a way to say to you that the market is a little bit confused right now as to how much the economy is slowing down.
Sorry about that.
Thanks, man. You robbed me.
I was reading Bonfire of the Vanities over the weekend, and Sherman's in there somewhere. By the way, just very quickly, but this kind of ties into the bond thing. The Federal Reserve, I think they indicated last week they're not really going to raise rates at all.
Yeah, because what they're concerned about is that the economy has basically peaked in terms of the activity level. That was in the middle of last year. And so we saw just under 3% growth last year. We're going to see more like 2.25% this year, according to the Fed. That means they don't think they're going to raise rates at all this year. They did it 4 times last year, 0 this year. And that means that what has happened essentially is investors are trying to understand, is it really going to be 2% growth? And if it's 2% growth, what happens if it goes, if it slows down a lot more? Does that mean we're looking at a recession this year?
God.
Most of the economists I speak to, they say they don't see recessionary signals this year. It doesn't mean it can't happen. They're just not seeing the blaring signals. When you read, if you read that next story about inverted yield curve, bless your hearts, just know that the curve has to stay inverted for a little bit. Yeah. It can't be a 1 or 2 day event.
Okay.
So it has to persist.
You know, and the thing is, and there's a bunch of information at JillOnMoney.com, but, you know, it's just as if 2%, I think, is really the new normal, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah, totally. And in fact, if you look at growth, you know, if you we've now 10 years away from the recession.
Oh, yeah.
And so the first 5 years, it was just, you know, crazy. But let's look at the second half of the recovery. It's taking out last year, taking out 18. We've basically grown by about 2.25. Sometimes it's less, sometimes 2, sometimes 2.5. That's what it was. Why? Because we don't have as many people in the labor force and we're not as productive. Because when in the 90s, you know why productivity zoomed up? Great technology. In this era, we have great technology, but just because you can swipe left or right to find your future love does not mean that you become more productive at work.
Okay. Hey, Jill, it's always great. Next week?
You betcha.
All right. Jill Schlesinger, you can listen to her on Saturday afternoons. And by the way, you can email her. You can call. You know, she has a lot of listeners around here. And so, you know, let's keep it up. But she'll answer your questions. She really will, even if you email her. It's JillOnMoney.com. 626 on WTIC. Once again, Jill brought to you by AssetStrategies.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.